Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. With us, Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Lots of roundabouts, and especially in the capital region and around our listening area. And to that end, in Malta, apparently there's some sort of record for going around and around and around.
And around and around and around. Just off Northway to exit 12 in Saratoga County, there are 7 roundabouts along Route 67. A lot of people complain about them, but Alistair Mraz yesterday treated them a little bit like an amusement park ride. What he did was drive around them 999 times in succession at about 15 miles per hour in his Saturn. Mraz is a senior technician at Global Foundries, but he doubles as a performance artist. And yesterday, shortly before rush hour, he got in his car, he headed to the roundabouts. His goal was to videotape himself traveling the circle just shy of 1,000 times. This was performance art. He gave a number of interpretations for this art. One of his ideas was that traveling counterclockwise could be viewed as a metaphor for going back in time, turning back the clock. Mraz gained some publicity last spring when he was seen tugging a gravestone from Lark Street in downtown Albany to his home in Half Moon. It was one of hundreds of artistic endeavors he's undertaken in the Capital Region and back in Pennsylvania, where he lived before moving here. Mraz had originally planned to do this roundabout endeavor about 2 weeks ago, but he had to cancel because his Saturn wouldn't start and the cameraman didn't show up.
Well, from one interesting, perhaps slightly funny story to one that has to do with owning your own prison.
Yeah, you know, I'm not a real estate expert, but this seems like a deal. The former Summit Shack Incarceration Correctional Facility in Schoharie County goes up for auction today at 12:30. The State Office of General Services is selling the former prison, which sits on approximately 20 acres of land. At one point, it was home to 250 prisoners, and over 100 people worked there. But it was named as one of 11 state prisons to be closed by the state back in 2011, saving the state $184 million. The parcel is within roughly 290 acres of state reforestation area. There are 38 buildings on the site, and they were built between the early 1960s and the late 2000s. They include a mess hall, dormitories, administrative offices, an automotive and small engine repair shop, and a facility maintenance shop. The minimum bid is a mere $95,000, and you need a $9,500 deposit in the form of a certified check or bank check. This auction happens today at 12:30 at the library down in Colesville.
I'm talking with Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. For more on these stories, head to dailygazette.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, thanks so much.
Thanks.